News in brief, China says its decision to establish an air defense identification zone in the East China Sea is in line with international law. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Washington should respect the decision. However, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the newly declared flight zone has caused a significant apprehension in the region. The Canadian military is rocked by a series of suicides that has taken the lives of up to four soldiers in just a week. Three of the soldiers had served in Afghanistan. Health experts warn Canada could face a surge in post-traumatic stress disorder among its war veterans. Newly leaked documents by whistleblower Edward Snowden show the U.S. National Security Agency gathers nearly 5 billion records a day on the location of mobile phones worldwide. The geolocation project is the NSA's largest revealed surveillance program in scale and scope. In Greece, some 5,000 patients die annually due to lack of medical insurance. The public sector's doctors' union says 68% of Greeks are uninsured amid the deepening healthcare crisis. Now, an increasing number of poor, austerity-stricken Greeks are seeking treatment in charity clinics across the country. Anti-government protesters in Bahrain have taken to the streets across the country calling for the downfall of the regime. Bahraini authorities have stepped up their clampdown on anti-regime activists over the past weeks. The crackdown has killed scores of people since the uprising began in Bahrain in 2011. Egyptian security officials have warned that they would deal firmly with any attempt to disrupt an upcoming referendum on the country's new draft constitution. The Brotherhood has already slammed interim authorities, saying they're distorting Egypt's legitimate constitution, adopted under ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The European Commission fines several major banks for participating in illegal cartels to fix interest rates. The Commission slapped a total of $2.3 billion on banks including RBS, Citigroup and JP Morgan. The cartels were active in financial derivatives markets. At least one person has been killed and over 100 others injured following a mass looting in the central Argentine city of Cordoba. The chaos was the result of a police walkout over low pay. Hours after the strike, police agreed to resume work to end the situation.